Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for tuning in to the show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show in our studio. And while you're listening live through that number, you can press the number 1 on the keypad, on your keypad, if you want to be on the air to give your comment or opinion. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Now, today's weather, right now in the ATL, we're looking at 91 degrees and cloudy with the chance of rain. So if you're out tonight, you'll probably get a thunderstorm tonight, okay? Tomorrow, Wednesday's weather is 90. We're looking at a high of 92, thunderstorms and low 73. Thursday, 92, low 73, thunderstorms. Thunderstorms all week. Friday, 89, thunderstorms. So we're looking at thunderstorms for the rest of the week, okay? But here in the ATL, if you guys know it, it's always hot in July, and you have pop up thunderstorms probably every day. So that's the weather in the ATL. Now today's word of the day is gust. Gust, G-U-S-T. Gust is a noun, and it means keen delight. Keen, K-E-E-N, delight. Keen delight. It's gust. Now, I don't know where that comes from, but that's it. Again, I don't pick these words. These are just our words, guys. And thank you for the I'm sorry, I was just reading a text from someone, but thank you for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, before we get into the show, I wanted to say something that that really you guys need to pay attention to. There was a new law put on the books today that says that you can't use someone else's password for Netflix. You can't use someone else's password for Netflix. And that probably goes for a lot of stuff, like, you know, when you get into, like, if you go to Amazon, it's Amazon Prime or whatever, to and use someone else's password, you may get in trouble for that or even go to jail. And there's a heavy fine also associated with that. So be careful, guys, when you're using someone else's password on some of those, you know, sites of movies and things like that, that'll really probably get you in trouble if you're ever caught doing that. Now, before we get into the show, I have a caller right now up on the show who's asking to be on the show from the 918 area code. The first three digits are 914. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Oklahoma, but I used to be on a radio station in Atlanta some time ago. I don't know how long you've been in Atlanta.
How long have I been in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Atlanta all my life, which is 50 years.
Do they still have the Hot 97? The Hot 97, do they still have that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they still have Hot 97 or not. I'm not real sure.
It was back in the 90s when I was on it. I was on it in the 90s. It was a lot of fun.
A lot of craziness.
A lot of craziness.
Well, that's how it is.
A lot of, if people only knew. If people only knew. So some guy named Bootleg has all my tapes now, all my air check tapes. And so I don't really try to get a job in terrestrial radio. I tell them this guy named Bootleg has my tapes, and you should see their faces.
No, really?
It sounds like a poor excuse, but it's the truth. So.
A guy named Bootleg.
But you mentioned Netflix. Yeah, a guy named Bootleg. KK and Bootleg, they had a show. Like on the you probably don't remember. It's okay. That was a long time ago. You slept since then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but that Netflix
I think
they only allow you to use the password on 4 devices now. And it's if someone illegally uses your password, like gets a hold of your password, then they're in trouble. It's kind of like someone using your credit card without your permission, you know.
Well, the problem was, I think when I heard this story, is that someone that worked for Netflix left Netflix or quit or whatever to start their own business,
mm-hmm.
and once they left Netflix, they used someone else's password to gain access to pertinent information that they used to start their business or to start to build their business. I guess maybe using the same model that that Netflix was using. So
I bet they're in trouble.
They're in deep trouble.
How do they think they're going to? I don't understand people that think they're going to get away with something like that, because that's intellectual property. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Right. So tell me, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling
what
from Oklahoma
city,
at this time. Tulsa,
okay.
Oklahoma, the home of Black Wall Street. That's where I'm calling
now,
from.
Now, tell me something. As far as, because I'm fairly new to internet radio.
Yeah.
Like 3 years. And
that's not too bad.
That's not too bad. So how did you find my show?
Well, I have an account on Blog Talk Radio, and I set up a show for later tonight, and I thought I would see what was on live, and I saw your show title. You probably have a knack for show titles, and I thought that was provocative, and listened in and sound like a good show, so I was going to call in. I was just going to listen, but then you were talking about Netflix. I thought, I'll push one.
Okay.
I have to rest a lot now, so I listen to a lot of internet radio shows. I really enjoy
it. You have
to
rest?
There's lots of
R-E-S-T
well, I have lupus.
A lot?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I have lupus, so sometimes
oh,
in the summer
okay.
it flares up a lot. So I rest.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So what do you do for a living? I know.
Inside.
Well, my listeners are listening to us conversate.
Oh.
But it's interesting. I like that.
Well,
so,
well I work
what
on
you...
social justice issues. We're going to work on the former Sheriff Glanz of Tulsa. He's up for rape this month at a trial. He was forced
wow.
to resign earlier last year. I work with We the People Oklahoma. I'm a podcaster myself. I do a lot of different things from my home, so I don't have to go out in the sun.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited.
Well, if you go to my show page and
mm-hmm.
maybe send me an email or whatever.
Sure.
And I'd love to bounce some ideas back and forth with you. And,
sure. I'm very interested
even,
in keeping – go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay. Maybe even maybe even you can help me and I can help you. Maybe I don't know. I always like to touch bases with other people who's been in the business before and maybe get some ideas or whatever.
Sure, there's lots of different platforms I can tell you about. Google Hangouts doesn't cost a thing, and it's becoming increasingly more popular. You know, YouTube keeps up with technology, and that's where you can go to for Google Hangouts. There's Spreaker. It's cheaper. It's a better sound. But, I mean, we can talk about that at a later time. But I like Blog Talk where it has the phone number. It's already set up for you. You don't need to get a mixer. It's all set up for you. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, one thing I'm concerned about, you know, during all these crazy times, is that the young black men, they have all this testosterone. And in my city, we're having some issues. We're having to really mentor those young men. The older men are mentoring them, of course. Because I don't know their experience because I'm not a young man. You know, I've never been a young man. I don't know their experience. I think it's important for men in different cities to mentor the younger men. Because we need them to right now. We need them more than ever now to step in and talk to the younger brother or the, you know, younger whoever is upset at this moment, you know, that needs to be heard. That needs to be heard. I think more people need to talk about that. I don't know if you've ever spoken about that, with the mentoring issue.
I have.
But it needs
and,
to be talked about.
I do a little mentoring myself, but the main thing I did a show on yesterday about the police shootings in Dallas, and what I was saying is that I don't know, you know, you never know what people are thinking, but at the same time. What's happened to the black community? What has happened to the black community is they've taken away the recreation centers and parks.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about Atlanta, really. They've taken away the recreation centers and parks, and pretty much all over.
It's cool.
So.
Did they take the elementary schools out of certain neighborhoods? That's what's happened in
Tulsa. They've taken some elementary schools out of certain neighborhoods. My elementary school is still in my old neighborhood, but they've taken recreation out, and that was our way of venting all our stress, energy. Yeah. That's the way
that's a normal part of growing up.
Taking it away. They stripped all the recreation centers away. So kids don't have anything to really go to and do during this time, especially in the summer when they're out of school. We used to be able to swim, play basketball, whatever.
Oh, there's no more swimming pools
at the recreation.
In certain areas. Mm-mm.
Right. So I think that's a big part of what's going on. And then another part, and I'm going to try to get into the show in just a minute, but another part is that these police officers, they aren't, you know, when I was growing up, the police were someone who was from that community. They tried to put police that wanted to be policemen, they tried to place them within the community that they grew up in. Because I feel like that's a way to, if you're policing a community that you grew up in, if something happens, if there's a domestic violence or whatever in that community, that officer can go in there and kind of de-escalate that situation because he knows the community. He knows he may even know the people who are causing the problem in the community. So, they've gotten away from that, and you've got these you've got white officers that are policing black communities that they don't know anything about, and And that's scary for anyone, I think. So I think that's a, you know, part of the problem as well.
I agree.
Yeah.
So we need to know our rights. We need to know our rights and, you know, just basic rights, like to be on public property. But your show title. Now, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about this show title is Why Do Some Men Try to Buy a Woman's Affection? I was talking to a young lady today, and she was telling me about her one of her family members, which is a female who had gone out on a date with a guy, and but before they even went out on the first couple of dates, he was coming in and he was trying to he'd buy her mom flowers, and he'd buy her mom dinner and lunch, and he was just trying to buy her affection. Now she wasn't really into this guy. She didn't really like him or whatever. But now they've broken it off, and now he wants some of the things back that he bought.
Oh, I see. No, those were gifts. When they're given as a gift, legally you cannot ask for those things back.
Right.
You know, if they're given as a gift.
Yeah, and so if a woman does not find you to be that person that she's looking for, there's no way that you can come in and try to buy things or give her things that she may want something, but you don't even know what it is. You haven't even taken the time to talk to her and find out what she likes and things like that. Then he takes her on the weekend. He takes her on the weekend. He takes her for a weekend. They live probably an hour and a half outside of Atlanta. So he brings her to Atlanta for a weekend on her birthday. And they stay in the hotel room together. And then he tries to get intimate with her, but she puts him off. She doesn't want that at all. And he gets
did
upset
she tell
about
her
it.
That, did he tell
yeah.
did she tell him that beforehand, that do not expect to get into my, or so to speak, something like that?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know what their conversation was, thinking on from a man's point of view.
Okay.
And if I'm with a young lady that I'm trying to date or get next to her or whatever, and I take her on a weekend, I mean, you know, all kinds of things are going through my head as we drive to wherever we're going, because I'm thinking that at some point, you know, we may be intimate, or that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I was telling her. That's what he wants. So that's, you know, that's what he's thinking the whole time.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And
so this was dating.
And,
this wasn't.
And then when she puts him off, he gets upset.
Well, I think there's a difference between dating and courting. Courting is you're looking forward to a relationship, to a commitment. You know, dating, just going out, which is something I don't do, you know, because it shows that they have value in me, or they care about me, they went out of their way for me, they'll fly in to see me, they'll do all sorts of things for me. But it's not that I'm taking advantage of them. These are people that I've been involved with. They're courting me. We're talking about marriage. You know, it's not like we're going out for a date. You know, we're talking about a relationship that has an end date, like a marriage, that type of thing. They're looking at rings for me.
Right.
You know? And we've spent, or like my ex-fiance, we spent the night in a king-size bed.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't bother me. because he knew if he had, he knew better. He knew better. He just knew better.
Well, this,
I think if you agree upon what to expect, it helps a lot. Now, if you have a trifling woman, like I would call someone that is just trying to get gifts, a trifling woman, you know, and another name for that, they're just looking to get their rent paid or this or that, you might as well call them a prostitute. You know, they're not looking for their worth. Do you hear what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, and you know, that's that may be exactly what I told her, is that, you know, instead of him buying her all these gifts and him buying gifts for her mom and her sister and all this type of stuff, is that, you know, if that's what he was looking for from her, then maybe he should, you know, go out and find a high price escort. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, have his way, do whatever he wants, because,
sure.
you know, he took her, he takes her to the hotel, and then, you know, they sleep in the same bed, and when he tries to, you know, get next to her, get intimate with her, she, you know, she pushes him away and tell him no. So that's a problem.
As a woman, I wouldn't put myself in a dangerous situation. I just would not. I would not.
Right.
But, you know, maybe she's young. I don't know. And, you know, to her, no means no. And I had the final word. I don't know what type of lady she is. I really don't. And maybe she just made up in her life. Maybe that's what she did. She made a bad choice. And I hope she never makes that choice again.
Someone else could be a totally different person, and, you know, she could be in a very awkward situation.
She could lose her life.
If
she said no to someone that really wanted it, you know, wanted to take it.
She could lose her life or get raped.
And I'm not saying that she deserved to be raped at all. You know, I'm saying that don't put yourself in a dangerous situation, you know.
Yeah, and I tell, you know, young ladies all the time, do not accept gifts from these people. When you know that you aren't interested in that person, so you shouldn't take gifts. And but I really appreciate your call.
I disagree with you on that, though. I disagree with on the gift thing. You know, if they're getting to know each other, I think it's traditional to ring or send flowers. I expect flowers. You don't send me flowers, you're not going to see me. You know, you don't open my door, you're not going to see me again. Yeah, you're going to treat me well. You're going to treat me so well that you're not me ever again. Because I won't have second. No second rate for me. Yeah, I
well,
don't
those
have
are your,
a lot of men in my life because of that. But
well,
what
those,
I have
right,
quality,
those are well, those are your standards. Those are your standards, and you have to put those standards out there with that guy. You have to put them out there and let him know what your standards are right from the start.
And most men love that. Most men love that.
That's all we are. We are people. We are men. And if you tell us how to do something, when to do it, what to do exactly.
True.
That's
well,
what's going
to
happen.
True. Men have to be told what to do. I'm sorry to say that, but when it comes to a relationship, sometimes they don't want to mess up. And yet at the same time, they don't want to ask, well, what do I do? Because then they'll have a woman telling them what to do for the rest of their life. And they surely don't want that. You know?
Right. I
don't know.
I heard a show with Steve Harvey the other day on TV, and he was answering a question that the young lady said from the audience. She said, my guy, I love him so much, but he just wears these ridiculous clothes, and when we're going out, he wears jeans and tennis shoes and this and that. And Steve Harvey said, hold up. If you don't like the way he dressed, take him shopping and buy him or make him buy what you want him to wear. And if you tell him, oh, you look good in that, you look sexy in that, he gonna wear it until it tears apart.
It's true. That is true. He
that's
has a
what
lot
you
of
have
good
to
wisdom.
Do to men. Yeah. Yeah.
He has
It does.
A lot of good wisdom.
Well, hey,
But thank you
young
for
lady
having
from
me
Oklahoma,
on.
I really do appreciate you calling the show and listening to the show. Again, please feel free to listen the rest of the way, but
Sure.
Please do go on the Blog Talk Radio and onto my show page and definitely send me an email.
It was
and,
a pleasure to be on here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you calling. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And once you get into the studio, once you start listening live in that number, then you can press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air for your comments and opinions about the show. Again, thanks to my caller from Oklahoma, and I really do appreciate that. And you know what I was saying about why do some men try to buy a woman's affection? Now, I don't want to get these 2,000 emails that I get sometimes that saying that you know, it's not all men or it's not all women and things like that, because I definitely put in my title, why do some men try to buy a woman's affection? Some men. All men don't do that. But, I also feel like you guys that try to buy a woman's affection also doesn't have a rap game. And, if you don't know what a rap game is, that means that, that's kind of old school talk for you don't know how to talk to a woman. And a lot of these young guys don't know how to talk to a young lady or a woman. And that's a big part of getting a woman's affection. That's a big part of it. So if I always tell guys who ask me questions like that is, Frank, how do I get started with her? I mean, I'm like, man, just talk to her, find out what she likes to do, the things she likes. If you find out, and I'm talking to my guys, if you find out what your girl or the girl you're trying to get next to likes to do and what she likes as far as things like the caller says she loves flowers. If you find out that she loves flowers or she loved to go to the movies or she liked to go out dancing, or she likes to go out and have lunch every now and then, that's what you do. And you pounce on it. You pounce on it like it's no tomorrow. Okay? Pounce on it like it's no tomorrow. Hey, those are great words right there. I hope you guys are grabbing a hold of this. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. So, I only have a few more minutes left in the show, but as far as this Netflix thing goes, I know there are a lot of people who uses other friends' Netflix accounts and use their passwords and all this. But now there's a law on the books where you can't do that. So please, guys, be careful with that. Actually, try not to do it. I don't see why you can't get your own Netflix account, use your own password, and do whatever you need to do. I wouldn't want you using my password in my account anyway, because, if you go in there and do something crazy, then they're going to come after me or whatever. I don't care if it's Netflix, Amazon, whatever it is. You treat your Netflix account or any of your accounts that have passwords to them, you treat them like your bank account. So you wouldn't give your friends or your family members your bank account password, so don't give them your Netflix account password. Now, I'm trying not to get into a whole lot of relationship type shows. I don't mind doing relationship shows. I'm okay with it, but I try not to get into it because, you know, everyone thinks differently. But as far as my guys go on the show, I think that we have a pretty good two-way interaction there that'll give you guys a good platform to lean on to do things with women. I mean, I've been married for almost 28 years now, and I think I know a little bit about marriage and a relationship. So you can ask me anything, okay? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And if you get into the show and start listening live through that number, you can press the number 1, and I'll put you on the air. And you can give me your comments or opinions. Now, let's see. There was something else I wanted to tell you guys before I get off the show. It's just that I always thank you guys for listening to the show and listening to me. Because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing this show. And now, you know, my show is starting to grow, or your show, because it's your show, actually. Your show is starting to grow so fast, and it's kind of mind-boggling to me that someone, just like the young lady that was on earlier, from Oklahoma, she's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and she was able to find my show and call into the show and then be on the air. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. And I think that any time that you guys call into the show and listen, and there's something that you want to say, because I know whenever I listen to the radio, I don't care who it is, and I always want to say something. But these gigantic shows that have millions of listeners, you know, it's like an act of Congress for you to get in there and get up on the show. But for me and my show, anytime you call and press that number 1, I will put you on the air. Hey, thanks guys for listening in to the show. I really do appreciate you. And I want you guys to take care of yourselves. Remember, if you're right here in the ATL, it's going to storm tonight. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Have a great night.
Tell me what can I do to make you understand? without you. I can't do without you. You got me whipped and a slip. I must be tripping. I'm so proud to say I'm your man. Girl, I absolutely, positively, girl, I love you. Please don't doubt me. Take me in your arms and rock me all night long. Come on. Between me and you, baby.